Let us pray. God of love, we are hungry for your word, thirsting for your grace as in a dry and weary land. Speak your word to us, your word of life that cleanses us, renews us, and sets us free. Speak your word to us, in which you give yourself to us. Speak your word to us that gives us back ourselves, radiant with your love. Speak to us, for we are hungry and thirsty for you. Amen. A reading from Isaiah. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. Seek Yahweh while you can. Call on God who is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the evil one their thoughts. Let them turn to Yahweh, and God will have mercy on them. And to our God, for God will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares Yahweh. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. The word of life.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Luke's gospel in the 13th chapter. There were some people there where Jesus was who told him about these Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with the sacrifices. And Jesus said, you don't think that those people, because they suffered like that, were worse sinners than other Galileans, do you? Or like those 18 people that died when the tower in Siloam fell on them? Do you think they were worse offenders than everybody else in Jerusalem? No. But, I tell you, unless you repent, you will perish, just as they did. And then he told them a parable. Somebody who had a vineyard planted a fig tree in it. But they came to the fig tree looking for fruit, and there was none. So they said to the gardener, look, I've been coming here for 3 years seeking fruit on this tree, and there's no fruit. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting this soil? But the gardener said, oh, leave it alone for another year. Let me dig around it and put compost on it. And then, if it bears fruit, well and good. And if not, then you can cut it down. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are a beautiful, beloved child of God. You are God's chosen lover. God has created you with all the glory and magnificence of anything in creation. You've been given amazing gifts with which to bless this world. They might not be talents that people notice. You're not necessarily going to write the great American novel or discover a cure for cancer or save the world. But you have been given the love of God. And when you let it overflow from you into your relationships with other people, into the world, it heals them. It blesses them. It makes the world a more beautiful place. And those gifts are in you. It's like God is the tree of life, and you are a blossom on that tree, like an apple tree in the springtime. And that godly glory just flows through you out into the world. Because you are so beautiful. So beloved. It's hard to trust, isn't it? It's hard to believe. Because the world is always telling us otherwise. There are all those voices in the world that are telling us that we need to prove ourselves, that we have to justify our existence, that we have to somehow earn our keep, that we're not quite good enough, that we're not quite adequate enough to matter to God or to make a difference in the world or to be worth our own lives. There are so many voices that tell us that you're supposed to have been somebody else. Somebody younger and richer and more successful and more sexy. Somebody more powerful. Somebody smarter. Something different than who you are. And that message is reinforced every time somebody gets mad at you. Every time somebody's disappointed in you. Every time you're made to feel like you're supposed to fit in. You're supposed to meet people's expectations. You're supposed to make people happy. Every time the world fails to recognize that you are God's beautiful, chosen, beloved, that message gets reinforced that you're not. And when we don't believe that we are the children of God, then we don't act like it. When we don't trust that we are God's chosen lover, then we don't act like it. We say mean things to ourselves about ourselves. And if we do that enough, we start saying mean things to other people. And we start doing mean things to other people. And all of the evil and the violence in the world comes from that one thing. That we simply don't trust that we are God's beloved. All those opportunities that we miss to bless the world all come from that one thing that we doubt that we are actually God's children with God's glory flowing through us. So it's pretty important that we change the story in our heads. It's as if we believe that we're not actually a blossom on that tree of life. We're separate. We're in our own little world. And we have to do our own blossoming. And we're pretty desperate about that. And out of desperation, we can do some pretty nasty stuff. So it's pretty important that we change that story. That we remember that we are God's beloved. That we re-root ourselves in God. That's what Jesus calls repentance. We have this idea of repentance that it's this heavy, difficult burden. You can't say the word repent without a frown and a pointing finger. You should repent or else God will punish you. And Jesus says, that's total malarkey. You think those people in Galilee who suffered so much were being punished? No. You think those people who got crushed by that tower were being punished because of their sin? That's not how it works. And then Jesus tells a story about repentance. It's like a fig tree that's not producing fruit. It doesn't need to be cut down. It needs for somebody who really loves that fig tree to dig around it and put manure on it and feed it so that next year it will bear fruit. That's what repentance is. To repent is to replant ourselves in God and allow God to nourish us so that we can give the gifts that are already there, so that we can be the people we already are, so that that love that's already in us can flow out into the world. Repentance isn't this onerous duty that we have to do, but we don't really want to, but we ought to because you should. No. Repentance is this gift of rerooting ourselves in the God who gives us life. That's why we come to this table week after week, time after time. I come here with my empty hands outstretched in order to say, God, I really, really need you. I get so afraid, I get so wrapped up in taking care of myself that I start thinking stupid things. I say mean things to myself, about myself. And I know that's not what gives you delight. I so need you, God. I'm so messed up when I get into my own little thing. I need for you to fill me with your love. And I hold out my empty hands. And God says, I will give you not just a little bit. I will give you myself. All of me. And I take that whole presence and I just swallow the whole thing. I take all of that love into myself. Jesus doesn't just die for us in the sense that somebody else kills him and he's willing to do that for our sake. He actually gives himself to us, gives his life to us, says, here's my whole life. You can have it because you already do. I'm already in you. And when I really let that life be in me, it changes me. When I really let myself believe that God loves me that deeply, I become more like that. When I allow God to nourish me, those fruits that I am created to bear grow, and I can bear them into the world. Not because I try harder, but simply because I'm more myself. I'm more grounded in God. And when I do that, I am more alive, more full of the joy and the forgiveness and the mercy and the blessing that God has already filled me with anyway. And I can finally let it overflow out into the world. I can be that little blossom on the tree. It's not me blossoming. It's the tree. And I'm alive. Repentance isn't this terrible burden. It's this wonderful gift. Without it, there's this little part of me that's dying. And I can't go on like that. But when I replant myself in God and allow God to love me and nourish me and forgive me and fill me with all that glory, then that's who I become. Who I've actually been all along. And then that little part of me that's been dying doesn't die. It lives. It lives deeply. Repentance is not some burden. It's a gift. It's a gift to die for. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, in your infinite love, help us to trust that we are rooted in you, that the sap of your love the juice of your presence, the blood of your Christ flows through us. Help us to root ourselves in you and allow you to nourish us. God of infinite love, God of new life, God of second chances, we thank you for the forgiveness you offer us, for the love that you give to us with each breath. And so we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.